I liked what you said. I was struck by what you said a little while ago about how somebody you described to one of your previous clients felt that they were almost sexually behind in their development. So like this woman, you know, feeling confident and successful in their lives, but in their sex life, they feel like their development is delayed, or that they're not feeling successful, they're not feeling fulfilled. And it sounds like, so this treatment where they come and talk first, that's the psychosexual,
that's the psychosexual
treatment. So it seems to be that the value is that they get a chance to come and to talk it through with you first in a, in a way, so that's like counselling or mentoring. And by doing that, they're sort of shining a light on that particular issue that perhaps has been in the dark before. And perhaps it's something they've not been able to talk about. And then they get on the massage couch and they receive a relaxing massage, essential massage, with someone that is non-judgmental, who is listening, paying attention, caring for them, looking out for them, and helping to put them in a state of deep relaxation.
But at the same time, also trying to recreate as near as I can the typical scenario, because there's no point in making, if it's too clinical, it's not real. It's got to be, it's got to feel genuine and authentic. So the reason I say this is, you asked at the beginning of this this question was, what drew me into it, what sort of, you know, and I likened it to being a detective. Recently I came up with the analogy of a jigsaw puzzle. So when someone comes through to me, from the very first moment they speak to me over the telephone or Skype, or maybe they filled in my questionnaire about what it is that they're coming for, I will be beginning to see signs or evidence of certain elements, you know, about where they come from, culture, background, relationship with siblings, parents, what have you. Those are a bit like, it's a bit like doing a jigsaw. And so all these little disparate pieces come into the jigsaw puzzle. And at first, you know, they're all fairly non-connected, but I'm beginning to get a flavor. I'm beginning to see that actually this is a jigsaw of a landscape, not a cityscape. So I'm beginning to get an idea of where this is going. And then they come and they sit and we talk and I'm able to get more color and I'm beginning to get bigger pieces of the jigsaw puzzle which are going in. And occasionally, and this is what I find so fascinating with it, is a piece of the jigsaw puzzle which they may not even be aware is relevant, they will talk about. They'll suddenly say something that can be said in an, almost a nonchalant throwaway remark, and that suddenly is a big piece of the jigsaw puzzle that suddenly sits in the middle and about 20 other pieces suddenly attach itself to it. And that then gives me a little bit more evidence. And so that conversation will enable me to get a much clearer picture of what this person is all about. Then the massage will start, and it through the actual bodywork treatment, I will still be by witnessing their responses. So this person might have come to me and out in the cold light of day, they may be very extrovert, they may be very confident, very chatty, very out there. But as soon as I put them on the massage table and it starts becoming physical, I might see them close down, be very non-expressive. Now, what that might indicate to me is that actually this is also an area that is challenging for them of expressing their need, expressing their own pleasure. They've compensated it out in everyday life, because they found a role, and actually it becomes a remedy to their inability to accept their own pleasure. So let's say, for example, you know, the actor on a stage. On a stage, they can be there, they can take on a presence, they can entertain, but when it becomes them themselves and it's intimate, they can't cope because they have to close down.
And they're like a different person. Sorry to interrupt. If you only talked to them about it, then you might not see that.
Exactly, and that's exactly it. Or it might be a different, it might be a part of their body. To give you an example, this was one lady who has always struggled having relationships, long-term relationships, and she's always put it down to her bad choice in men. She's always seen herself as a very confident sexual woman. She's in her 40s, she's very attractive, absolutely no reason why she shouldn't have a long-term relationship. In this particular case, it turned out, and it was only by doing the appointment that, and that even though I had explored every level in conversation, when it got down to the actual stimulation, as soon as I touched her clitoris, she went into a panic attack.
Wow.
It was then that she revealed that she had been abused as a child, and that even she could not touch her own clitoris through masturbation.
So this is something she was aware of?
She was aware of, but she saw no significance. And then she talked about this episode. It only lasted 2 or 3 years, but it doesn't have to be a long period. It can actually only be one incident. And if it locks into the brain, it locks into the brain. So for her, for the most of her life, all her life, her stimulation, self-stimulation, had been on the surface with a pillow. She'd never had direct contact on her clitoris.
So she'd never touched herself.
She didn't even know where it was. Right. Because the moment she did, or even going there, brought up all this fear, shame, anger from her childhood. She didn't want to go there.
So it was locked in her body, in a way. That's where the experience or the feelings were.
But she had never connected that with the fact that her relationships were failing. But now you put yourself in the shoes of the male partner. Everything's fine for the first couple of months. And as she say, oh, we get on well, I love sex, I'm very confident. There would come a point where he would be probably approaching that area, either through using his hands, his mouth, the oral sex, whatever. Now, if she unconsciously is pushing him away with her hands or turning over or avoiding this contact, but not explaining why, what's he going to feel? He's going to feel that either there's something wrong with him, she doesn't like him, whatever. And
he might feel rejected.
Rejected, whatever. So the dynamic of the emotional relationship is going to change. And that's then the beginning of the slippery slope to the end of the relationship. So if I hadn't have done that physical touch, this would never have come out. Now she's going out there and she recognises the connection. She said, I need to do some self-exploration, don't I? I said, yeah, get down there in front of a mirror and start using vibrators and re-educating your body and your mind as to how this feels. And don't live your life dictated by what happened when you were 6, 7 years
Absolutely.
Old.
Absolutely, because otherwise what happens is you might find yourself in a new relationship with a new man, and what you're bringing to that is very, very old stuff that has nothing to do with your new partner.
Absolutely.
So this might be a way of like clearing the deck of
absolutely.
Old
That's
stuff.
That's a nice way of putting it, yeah.
That is coming into this new relationship so that you can just be with that man and enjoy your new relationship without that hanging around your head.
And the more honest she is with the partner, the more honest he will be with her, because you can bet your bottom dollar he's got something there as well. It might be the fact that he's ashamed about not holding an erection. It might be the fact that he's not particularly experienced. It might be maybe all sorts of things. So communication, sexual communication is vital, not just physical communication, but verbal communication, being talking about how you feel, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to explore. It's vital to any relationship, and it brings you closer together.